Good afternoon. This is David Troy. Today, we will be speaking with Dr. Carol Knowles, an anthropologist at Harvard University. She has been doing research on the orangutans in the rainforest of Borneo for over 10 years. Thanks for being on our show, Dr. Knowles.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, what is it about orangutans that drew you to studying them?
They are fascinating creatures that have been little studied. They are one of the four species of great apes that are the closest relatives of humans. In evolutionary terms, orangutans are separated from humans by only about 14 million years. The name orangutan means man of the woods, a name that I think shows their kinship with humans was recognized long ago.
What is the present range of orangutans?
Orangutans once inhabited a much wider area, but today they live only in the rainforests of Borneo and Sumatra. They are very well adapted to living in trees. Their hands are almost twice as long as human hands, and they have strong feet and toes for grabbing branches. Orangutans spend most of the day searching for food and eating. Their diet is mainly fruit, but they also eat bark, leaves, and insects. In order to get enough food, orangutans must learn and remember the location of fruit trees and when they are in season.
Could you tell us a little about their social behavior?
Compared to the other great apes, orangutans are less social, but a young orangutan spends its first 3 years hanging on its mother and being fed by her. It spends the next 6 or 7 years with its mother, but gradually becomes more independent. By age 10, it moves away from its mother and lives the next few years with other orangutans of the same age. Between the ages of 12 and 15, it reaches full adulthood.
It has been said that orangutans may disappear in the wild in as little as 10 to 20 years. Why is that so?
Since orangutans spend about 99% of their time in trees, their future is tied to that of their forest habitats. In the last 20 years, orangutans have lost about 80% of their habitat.
Why is that?
There are a number of reasons. The most obvious threat is illegal logging. In order to satisfy the global demand for wood, vast sections of forest are destroyed every year. Another big problem is palm oil plantations. Though many people don't even know what palm oil is, today we use it in almost everything. Look at the label the next time you buy products such as toothpaste, breakfast cereal, chocolate, snack food, detergent, or cosmetics. Palm oil is used in about one-third of these products. Since palm oil has become an important source of export income, huge areas of forest have been cut or burned down to make room for them. When this happens, 80% of the wildlife there is destroyed.
We have to pause for a commercial break here, but after that, I would like to ask you about possible solutions to these problems.